If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami dini wa al-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Going to talk about the rules and jurisprudential status of hijab according to Ayatollah Khamenei in this episode, and hopefully in the upcoming episodes consecutively. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. SubhanAllah.
Back to the program Islamic Law on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of hijab according to Ayatollah Khamenei with Sheikh Javid. And we've started a series of episodes on this issue. And I'm going to ask you, Sheikh Javid, this question. You know, it happens a lot in social gatherings, such as, for example, a wedding party.
Yeah.
All right. That, you know, some girls are or women are not wearing a proper dress, for example, because it's a wedding. And then some of the, you know, photos and pictures are taken of those girls and women, be it the very groom, bridegroom, all right, or the bride and some other women who are, for example, participating in those events, social events. And then these pictures are like spreading from here, from this place or from this individual or person or their phones to others, right?
Yes.
So, you know, should these girls or women who are concerned about their pictures, for example,
yes,
ask their friends and family to destroy the pictures or delete them from the phones or not?
Yes, such incidents do happen with girls who did not used to wear hijab and,
yes,
and you know, they were somehow careless about wearing hijab.
Yes.
So then they change their mind about it and start wearing hijab, and then they start regretting their past actions and say, oh, I have so many pictures with so many people, you know.
Yes.
What should I do?
No, even if it happens like to these women and girls who are in a women-only gathering,
yes,
and they are not to blame because these pictures are like taken, but they are not supposed to be out, but they are out now.
You're right. You know, according to His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, if the keeping of these pictures by the other people entail no vile effect or no negative consequences, you know, and you did not have any role in giving these pictures to those people,
right?
You know, these pictures were sometimes taken by others without you giving your consent, you know, and it does happen like that. So, and of course, if it is difficult for you to collect those pictures or to delete them or to, you know, to get those pictures back from your friends or relatives, then you're not to blame. You don't have any obligation,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Yes.
So you have no duty with regards to destroying those pictures because you can't do it. Some of your pictures are posted on the websites. You don't have, for example, the username or the password to remove those pictures, and they are now circulating here and there. People see them. You're not to blame in that case.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sheikh Javid, you know, sometimes it happens to people that they love or like some people who are non-mahram. For example, they are the martyrs of
You're
their,
right,
for example, family or friends and some of them religious authorities even, right? And they have their pictures because they follow them and, you know, they like them, they love them, and they sometimes even kiss their pictures. Is it permissible to do so?
Well,
for the girls?
The rules which apply to a physical person, to someone, you know, you are in touch with, do not apply to their pictures,
mm-hmm,
okay? For example, you can kiss for Imam Khomeini's picture, and it is not, you know, whether you are a man or a woman, you know, it does not make any difference. And of course, there are girls. I have seen myself kissing the pictures of the martyrs,
mm-hmm,
and they don't have any lustful intention, you know.
Yes.
They don't kiss those pictures to drive some kind of pleasure, you know. So it's out of love or respect that they kiss those pictures,
mm-hmm,
and there is no objection to those women,
okay,
kissing the pictures of Imam Khomeini or those of the martyrs.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Tawhid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Tawhid, our guest speaker. We are talking about Ayatollah Khamenei's views on the laws of hijab or hijab-related issues with Sheikh Tawhid. Sheikh Tawhid, you know, lots of movies today, in fact, show semi-naked or even naked women to their audience. Is it permissible to look at those pictures or movies unknown to us, you know?
Well, generally speaking, watching films and looking at pictures do not have the same ruling of the non-mahrams themselves, you know, the people themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at pictures of naked or partially naked girls. It's quite different from watching the people themselves
live
out there live, for example. Mm-hmm. So there's, according to Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, there's no objection as per the Islamic Sharia to see them, as provided that, you know, that's the condition we must take into consideration, provided that there's no lustful intention, there's no evil intention, and one does not see them with the intention of driving pleasure, you know, pleasure. And if there's no such bad result, or there's no such intention, there's no objection, and seeing them, you know, we must differentiate between seeing something and watching something with lustful intention. Sometimes out of, you know, pure intention and accident, you just see them, okay, there's no objection. But mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, you watch naked pictures, and the naked pictures, it's not within in your control. You
right.
just end up, you know, getting excited.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the natural result of seeing obscene pictures,
yes.
you know. And it's always intertwined with looking with some kind of sexual urge, you know. Urge.
Yes.
So, if that is the case, of course, if it leads to some kind of sexual excitement, then it's not permissible to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if a person is sure that it leads to kind of some kind of discharge or emission or ejaculation, obviously it's not permissible.
Okay. Sheikh Tawhid, is it permissible for a woman, for example, in wedding parties to take some pictures of herself, all right?
Yes.
Without the permission of her husband, assuming that it is permissible, is it obligatory again on her to observe proper hijab?
Well, it's not necessary. It's not necessary for a woman to obtain her husband's permission to take pictures, you know. The husband has no authority over his wife when it comes to taking pictures, you
yes.
know, or, you know, she can take pictures using her mobile phone or,
mm-hmm.
you know, anyone at any other means,
right.
see. But Ayatollah Khamenei says that if there is a possibility that non-mahram men might see her pictures
mm-hmm.
and without hijab, and it might lead to some kind of bad deed or evil consequences, then, of course, it's necessary for her to observe hijab while taking pictures. You know, she might take pictures without hijab. And there, it's very much likely that those pictures might end up falling in the hands of non-mahram men or strangers. And those pictures are also very much likely to be misused by those people. And of course, such incidents have taken place, many times over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much necessary to exercise precaution when it comes to taking pictures with or without hijab. And you should make sure to protect your album and not to let your pictures fall in the hands of other people in order to make sure that those pictures are not, misused getting circulated on the internet, on the cyberspace. That's it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Sheikh Javid. Thank you very much for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun La ilaha illahum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Samiun Basir الظاهر والباطن